services, and organizations that benefit you as a citizen of Forsyth County. Welcome to Empowering You, your host, Brian Anthony.
Good afternoon. It is high noon in the Triad. Welcome to Empowering You. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, General Manager of WSNC 90.5 FM, Brian Anthony. Empowering You is a show where we highlight local nonprofits in our city, county, and the region, and the many services they provide the citizens of Forsyth County and the Triad. We'll introduce you to as many of our local corporations that have community initiatives designed to benefit you and continue to make our region a great place to live. Not only do we feature nonprofits and corporate community initiatives, we'll also hear from our local entities like the Health Department, the Winston-Salem-Forsyth County Schools, and the City of Winston-Salem. All packed into a one-hour show. We hope that you make it a point to join us every Sunday following Money-Making Conversations at noon. Also, if you miss it, the podcast will be available on our website, as is all of our public affairs programming, just by logging on to WSNCradio.org and clicking Media on our navigation bar. You can also access our website on our free mobile app that you can download in your device's app store, whether that's Google Play or Apple Store. Well, usually on a Empowering You show, we usually start off with one of our local entities. We're getting closer to the Christmas holidays. Next week, we'll wrap it up with Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools. But today, I wanted to spend some time getting into the festivity of the season. And I wanted to focus on this particular organization because I have an advocacy for senior citizens. Simply because, you know, we all will get to that point, God willing, at some point. Also, unfortunately, as I go around meeting people doing different things like food drives and dropping off food at different places for seniors, I also realize that seniors sometimes can be forgotten. They're left in the homes for whatever reason. They're living alone. Sometimes they need help and don't want help, all these different things. So when I can bring in an organization like Senior Services to discuss the different things that they have going on, I do that. This particular gentleman has always been on Jim Steele's show, whatever they have going on, especially with Meals on Wheels. But I have yet to been able to get him on my show. And I couldn't figure out, you know, I can get President Barack Obama to pick up the phone quicker than I can get this guy to pick up the phone. So let me bring in Joel McGiver, who is the Vice President for Community Engagement, and welcome him finally to Empowering You. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Good morning. Now, Fred, why are you going to do me like that?
a while back, I was walking around in the mall, and I was talking to somebody in a store, and I can't remember which store it was, and a young lady comes up to me and goes, "Hey, my dad was just on your station the other day." She must have heard me talking about the radio station. Mm-hmm. And I go, "Who is your dad?" And she goes, "Joel McGiver." And I said, "Oh, really? Tell Mr. Joel McGiver I'm going to have to send the Jamaican posse out after him if I can't lock him down to get him on my show." So, yeah, I've met some of your family. It's a pleasure to always talk to you as well. I'm always proud of what's happening with Senior Services. So, Christmas season. You want to start there?
Let's start there, Brian. Okay. You know, thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be here. I have wanted to be here for the longest. Yeah. You know, things just happen.
It's all good.
But it's the end of the year. It's the holiday season. Yeah. And we're going to make spirits bright for everyone.
Okay.
So let me start with Remembering December.
Okay.
Remembering December is an annual item drive that mm-hmm. Senior Services participates in or hosts mm-hmm. in order to collect the vitally needed mm-hmm. personal health, hygiene, mm-hmm. and household goods that mm-hmm. so many seniors in this community sometimes struggle to obtain. Mm-hmm. So with Senior Services, you know, we have 8 programs that are geared toward helping seniors to remain in their homes for as long as possible.
Okay.
We have Meals on Wheels. We have home care. We go in to help dress and bathe, and we deliver hot meals. Mm-hmm. And all those things are wonderful, mm-hmm. and they're helpful and impactful for the people that we serve.
Okay.
But about 10 years ago, and don't ask me to be specific, I think it's been 10 or 11 years ago, mm-hmm. we started looking at our services and what we were doing, and we were realizing that there are a lot of older people who are, while benefiting from the programs, are still struggling to get the basic stuff they mm-hmm, need. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe it's not a great thing if you have a home care program, you know, a person coming in to aid to help you with those things, mm-hmm. but you don't have toilet paper mm-hmm. or soap mm-hmm. or hair wash, mm-hmm. those types of things. Mm-hmm. And so the leadership at the time said, hey, we can probably meet this need. We have a community that cares. We have a community that likes to get involved. Let's turn to the community and see if they will help us to provide the seniors in our programs with those simple things that they need.
Well, you know, that as simple as it sounds, can be difficult because we do toy drives, we do canned food drives, we do all kinds of drives, mm-hmm. but have a tendency to forget about the needs of those that are most in need. As you get older, as I'm finding out as the years tick on.
We both are.
Yeah. Different things that I couldn't do. People that, like my mother's 87 years old, lives in St. Louis in a split-level house, her own house, and still is mobile. I'm blessed to be able to say that.
That's a blessing.
But at the same time, I know she has her concerns about memory loss, about different things around the house, so we stay in constant contact. That's just my family.
Mm-hmm.
I know, being out in the community, everybody's family is not like that. I run into seniors all the time when we're out giving away food for the holidays or stuff like mm-hmm. that, and able to go to these people's apartments or homes that they're living by themselves, and I wonder, how are you able to do this by yourself? So there are so many needs, but Who can actually, and who are you going after for assistance to provide these items?
Okay, that's a great question, mm-hmm. and I think it's a pretty accurate statement. We have so many older adults in this community who mm-hmm. are living alone,
mm-hmm.
who family is somewhere else, another state, another county, mm-hmm. wherever. And that can make things challenging, and that's why there is a need for organizations like Senior Services
Absolutely.
To kind of pick up the slack.
Absolutely.
But obviously, we as staff members can't not do meet every need.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to have a community that cares. Mm-hmm. It's important to have a community that gets it, that mm-hmm. it may not be your mom or your grandma.
Right.
But this is a person who has lived a life, who was fortunate enough to have some longevity.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've paid their dues.
Right.
But now they need some support. They need to be remembered.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we try to do. We try to let the community know that while you may not see Miss Sally or Mr. John,
mm-hmm.
because they may be home a lot.
You're right.
But they're there.
Right.
Senior Services knows they're there, and we're letting you know that they have needs,
mm-hmm.
that your small contribution to something like Remember in December, buying mm-hmm. an extra tube or two of toothpaste,
right.
a few jars or bottles of lotion,
mm-hmm.
that matters.
Yeah,
That's not like, we're going to toss off. That's something that to that older person, when they get those things,
mm-hmm.
it means the world, man. It means that I can stay at home.
And
it
then
means
I don't have to go to the store and be dealing with people that are moving quicker than me maybe, or not respectful of the fact that I might be moving slower, that I'm an older person, that
right.
I might need assistance getting stuff off of the shelf.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then think about that person who can't get to the store.
Yeah, that too.
You know,
that too.
I don't have transportation, or I am not mobile enough to navigate the aisles mm-hmm. of a grocery store mm-hmm. or, you know, a Target type store or mm-hmm. Walmart or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lord, you really don't want to send people, especially this time of year, mm-hmm. who may have some, be living with some frailty into that situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. And then you also start thinking about, we've experienced a lot of inflation here lately.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not pointing any fingers or whatever. This, it's not that kind of conversation. We've all felt it. We've all had to deal with it and make adjustments. Mm-hmm. But if you're living on a fixed income, if you know,
you're talking about a fixed income. How about any income?
Right.
I mean, but especially a fixed income. Mm-hmm. I went to the store the other night, as I typically do when, you know, football is on or basketball, and I haven't bought wings in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the price of a package of wings and was like, guess what? That chicken gonna stay right there on that shelf.
It's true, right?
Because it's like, it's crazy, but I can't imagine a senior that's been, let's say a senior that's been retired for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The price of whatever they, once they retired, they budgeted their allotment of money for has now probably doubled.
Right.
Probably doubled, if not more. So now they're trying to figure out, okay, what do I need that I need to survive?
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, if I'm in the house by myself, soap, dishwashing liquid, those things are not essential for me to keep breathing.
No. Well, I got to pay this rent, right?
Right, right.
I have to do that because I have to have a roof over my
right,
head.
Right, right.
I have to pay for this medication.
Right.
Because it allows me to keep living.
Right.
Hopefully we're to the point now where I can continue to buy food.
Mm.
So anything after that almost becomes a luxury mm-hmm. or I have to really make some tough choices.
Mm-hmm.
I need some trash bags.
Right.
I need some hand sanitizer. We're trying to stay safe. Right, germs. Right, all of those things are going on.
Right.
But for many people, buying those things, it's not even the realm of possibility.
That's amazing. So individuals can contribute. Churches.
Yes.
Local businesses, corporations.
Yes, sir.
How do they go about? Well, first of all, I'm sure that they would have to probably, as an organization, figure out how they're going to do their drives to make this happen. But how do they get in contact with Senior Services to contribute?
Okay. There's a couple of things there. So to get in contact with Senior Services, you can either call us at our main number at – actually, I'm going to have them call me.
Okay, okay.
If you or your organization wants to get involved – with our Remember in December item drive, give mm-hmm. me a call at 336-721-6960.
Okay.
And I will talk with you. We can talk logistics. I can give you some ideas on how you can help and mm-hmm. the most needed items, mm-hmm. all of that.
Okay.
If you like, you can go to our website at seniorservicesinc.org. Mm-hmm. and get a printable list of the items on the wish list, the mm-hmm. most needed items.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll take care of you. But I'm really glad that you brought up kind of the groups.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's always more fun to do good together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if it's your church, your synagogue, your mosque,
mm-hmm.
if it's your fraternity.
You mentioned it earlier. I always get on us, the Divine Nine,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times I'll go to a different city or I'm here in the city and they'll go, well, which chapter are you a part of? I'm a part of all of them. What I do for a living, I can benefit all the chapters of every sorority and fraternity around here by offering this platform.
Right.
So I don't want to get into a specific chapter. I want to mm-hmm. help all the chapters. It
right.
doesn't matter. But I also know I don't see all the time the differences that we can be making in our community. I don't see the organizations, the Divine Nine, always represented in those factions. So when we come across something like this, I always like to mention them specifically.
Yep.
Because yet, ding, 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 here's another project for you.
all of us,
yeah,
no matter which one of those Divine Nine organizations, fraternities, sororities that you belong to,
mm-hmm.
we're all based in service.
Mm-hmm.
We're all based in giving and promoting and lifting up our community.
Yes.
And here's a very simple way for any one of them, Omega Psi Phi, to do something quick, simple, and easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have a big meeting. Hey, get that list from the Senior Services website,
mm-hmm.
send it in an email,
mm-hmm.
and say, I'm going to get this many of this, right. these things.
Right.
And if you get some of these items, and then we're going to meet up and we're going to take it up to Senior Services on Friday,
mm-hmm.
you know, get our picture
it's
taken.
It's really that simple.
It's that simple. And I should say, actually, I must say that some of the fraternities and sororities have been constant every year
mm-hmm.
contributors.
Mm-hmm.
They show up and they show out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't say that I've seen nine
right.
of those show up every year, but here's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
we have a few more this year, you know, so I'm not calling anyone out in any negative way. I want to make sure it doesn't sound like that, but we need you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need you to help us, to help our elders, to help those who came before us, to help the people whose shoulders we are now standing on.
Right, right.
To continue to live with dignity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to, if you're just not joining us, we're talking to the Vice President for Community Engagement, Joel McIver, with Senior Services. And we're talking about Remember in December, which is a campaign where they're trying to get essentials of, as you might as well say, Christmas presents or holiday presents for seniors in this county that are living by themselves, living alone, and don't have the essentials that they need, such as, let's repeat those again.
All right, let's throw some more out. So things like paper towels,
mm-hmm.
dishwashing liquid,
mm-hmm.
dishwashing towels like drying cloths, things like that. Ensure,
mm-hmm.
Boost, or those other shakes, mm-hmm. shake drinks,
yeah, yeah.
To provide those nutrients that they need.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
How about things like washable bed pads?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't think about that a lot, but for some people, you know, they need them.
Yeah,
I'll just
absolutely.
Leave it at that.
Absolutely.
We also need disposable undergarments.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people in our programs require those in order to, you know, get out
and get
around.
Absolutely.
And we want people, like I said, to live with dignity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that those are some of the simple things that people can donate very easily. And I also tell you this, Brian, if for some reason I don't have time to go to the store
mm-hmm.
or I don't have time to make, you know, go by and make the drop-off of these gifts,
mm-hmm.
people can make financial donations to Remember in December,
mm-hmm.
and we'll go out and do the shopping for you.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
Yeah, we want to make it as easy as possible for the community to participate.
Well, we talked earlier, I think this fall, to Anita Ford, who's coordinating the Memory Connections program with Senior Services, which it's always alarming to me how many people that have dementia,
mm-hmm.
Alzheimer's, are still struggling trying to get assistance with their needs. How does a senior that may not be involved with Senior Services right now, that may be listening to this program, how do they get involved with Senior Services?
Okay, that's a great question. So, depending on how they want to get involved, for
mm-hmm.
example, if you're in need of services,
mm-hmm.
then we want you to give us a call.
Okay.
You contact us, you kind of tell us what your situation is.
Mm-hmm.
We have a helpline at Senior Services, which is not designed just for people who participate in our programs,
mm-hmm.
but for any adult, older adult, or
mm-hmm.
person with interest in helping an older adult, you
mm-hmm.
know, mother, father, uncle, neighbor, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
find the resources that they need here in this community to go on living gracefully. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a question, if you need to find, maybe it's transportation. Senior Services does not really do transportation, but you need to find a way back and forth to the doctor. Mm-hmm. If you call our helpline, we'll be able to, or they will be able to give you options, mm-hmm. numbers to call,
and referrals. Or
exactly. Okay. Good. And so you may have trouble meeting your nutritious needs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you call our helpline and they say, hey, oh, you know, our Meals on Wheels program is available in your area. Mm-hmm. You know, here's how you get started. Here's what you do in order to take part in that program.
Okay. I noticed that you guys, as many of the nonprofits in this area, rely heavily on volunteers. What's your focus on volunteers?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tell you the truth. I feel like we have the best staff in the world.
Of volunteers or just in general?
Well, I'm starting with our staff, the people who work there.
Okay.
But we could not do anything, or at least not on the level that we do it, mm-hmm. if it were not for an army of volunteers who show up every day mm-hmm. to help us meet mm-hmm. the needs of mm-hmm. the seniors in our programs.
Okay.
I mean, our biggest volunteer contingent is our Meals on Wheels volunteers.
Okay.
We have, last time I checked, it was over 1,000 volunteers who helped to make sure that
five days a week,
Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. about 1,100 meals are received by seniors.
Okay.
But not only are they making sure that those meals are received, they're making sure that they're safe. They're laying eyes on them. Mm-hmm. It's a
sight
safety
check. It's a sight check.
Yeah. And in addition, it's a shame, but a lot of the people who receive Meals on Wheels don't have anyone else in this community that they see regularly. So for a lot of people, that volunteer is the only person they see on a particular day.
Wow. Let me dive off into this, and I'm not sure if you all have this type of program, but it crossed my mind when we were talking about the number of seniors that live alone and are in need of different things. Do you all have an Adopt a Senior program? Which, for me, would be just somebody who would be dedicated to have X amount of seniors that they just call and check on a daily basis or on a weekly basis to make sure that somebody's contacting them, mm-hmm. something like that. I think that would be beneficial as well.
Yes, we don't call it Adopt a Senior.
Senior,
that's not the name, but maybe I'll take that back and talk to some folks, we'll see. But we do have a volunteer opportunity for people to do just that.
Okay.
You know, some are friendly visits where they actually go out and mm-hmm. spend a little time mm-hmm. with an older adult in our program.
Okay.
Some are just, you know, calls, like you said, where I'm calling to check on you. Mm-hmm. How are you? Is there anything you need? Mm-hmm. All of those types of things. And once again, Brian, if you're living alone, if you feel isolated, if you feel just disconnected, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that call, that 5-minute call is everything.
It's everything.
You know, there was a study that says something like, don't quote me, but I'm close. Mm-hmm. Isolation or being isolated can be as bad for your health as like 15 cigarettes a day.
Really?
Something like that. And wow, really? You know,
can you imagine during COVID that mm-hmm. then escalated with the stress of not knowing what this virus is and what the capabilities of it were and when we were coming out? So people are still coming off the tail end of that in isolation, quote unquote, mm-hmm. and still living in quote unquote isolation.
Yeah. And it's scary. It's
scary.
And it's heartbreaking. But, you know, I'm so grateful for those volunteers, for those members of the community mm-hmm. who give just a little time, mm-hmm. and some of them give a lot of time, to meet these needs. Mm-hmm. So, yes, volunteers are critical to what we do.
Okay.
Even, let's say, you don't feel comfortable delivering meals, there are other opportunities. We're going to find a way to place you in a comfortable and suitable role, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and it all helps. It mm-hmm. all goes towards the mission that we're pushing towards. Okay. So some people want to volunteer administratively. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. I thank God I'm going to do a shout-out for a lady named Joyce who volunteers in my department. Mm-hmm. She has been, she worked for however many years as an executive assistant mm-hmm. for a big, you know, billion-dollar corporation. Mm-hmm. And now that she's retired, she wanted to give back in a special way. Mm-hmm. And she had these special skills that she has grown and developed over her career. And now she's taking some time, 2 days a week, to come and share her expertise with us.
That's great. That's great. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
It's amazing.
Wow. Okay, so volunteers. Any volunteers or any people listening now that are thinking about contributing to the betterment of seniors in our community, can they sign up on the website or do they have to call or how does that go down?
You can go to the website, seniorservicesinc.org. There is a volunteer page that says Get Involved, and it will not only give you some of the volunteer opportunities that are available, mm-hmm. but you can fill out your volunteer application there. Mm-hmm. You can view orientation videos. Mm-hmm. You can just get a feel for what's available, how you can fit in, and make the most of it. And I really, really hope that if you're listening right now, if you've been thinking about jumping in, don't wait. Mm-hmm. Just pop on that website, get the process started, and you're going to love it. I delivered meals on wheels today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's nothing like
that gratification of seeing somebody smile like that.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
You get more out of it from volunteering mm-hmm, mm-hmm. than even the person that you know you're trying to help.
Absolutely, I think so. Is there a glaring need for senior services that can be filled with a volunteer? A specific need that you really need volunteers for?
Right now, with the holidays, with people kind of vacationing, doing different things, mm-hmm. our greatest needs are probably Meals on Wheels.
Okay.
And I guess I should say this. You don't have to come every day to deliver Meals on Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to come every week.
Mm-hmm.
If all you can do is once a month, mm-hmm. once a quarter,
mm-hmm.
we will gladly have you. We will gladly accept, you know, that gift of your time.
Right, right.
And most Meals on Wheels routes take less than 90 minutes.
Okay.
So it's kind of you get in.
And you finish.
You pick up those meals, you go do your thing, and then you're done.
Wow. What a great way to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the Elizabeth and Tab Williams Adult Day Center.
Okay.
One of the features of social, I did that again, senior services. That mm-hmm. happened with Anita, and Anita corrected me at the end of the show, and I went, I can't believe I said that, but I'm not going to edit it.
Well, it's life. We're human.
Yeah.
When you're having a conversation that's fun and you're enjoying, sometimes those things happen.
Absolutely. Elizabeth and Tab Williams Adult Daycare Center.
Okay. The Williams Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the places where the magic happens. It's a place where older adults who may be living with frailty,
mm-hmm.
or right now the majority of them are living with memory loss,
mm-hmm.
can go experience like evidence-based programming,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Get socialization,
mm-hmm.
have engagement, be in a safe environment where you're going to get nutritious meals,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have some fun,
mm-hmm.
you're going to make some friends,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to feel loved.
Okay.
And I tell you, Brian, they are currently housed separately from mm-hmm. senior services. The main campus is on Shore Fair,
okay.
and they're on Melrose Place, so I'm not there every day. But every time I get to go in there and to see the joy, mm-hmm. to see the relationships, not only between the staff and the participants,
right.
but between the participants.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing like it. Brian, you know, you may have this group of ladies, and they're sitting there, and you know they're holding mm-hmm. court.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no question.
they're
no
holding
question.
Court. They're
no
having
question.
A good time. They're,
no question.
They're doing their thing. Then you have a group over here, and maybe they're bowling, like indoor bowling, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. Playing some other game. We have, I cannot remember the name of it right now, but it's a projection system.
Mm-hmm.
where it projects on a table and the participants sit around and they play these different games.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fun and they look simple.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what they're actually doing is they're promoting critical thinking and sequencing.
Yeah.
And so it's brain activity,
mm-hmm.
but you don't think about it. You're just sitting there having fun with your folks.
Yeah.
And it's great. And they also have, you know, a nurse on staff. So they help make sure that the medications are given when mm-hmm. they need to. They're monitoring for health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
They're there. So if there was ever a medical emergency, someone's there who knows what to do to get that situation under control
mm-hmm.
and then contact the family member so that they're always updated on what's going on. And the beauty of it for the family member, for the caregiver, is
right. They
can go to work every day, Brian.
Right, right, right.
Or they can run those errands that they need to run
right.
that they couldn't run before because, you know, they had to stay with their loved one at home.
Right.
You know,
right.
make sure that
right.
nothing happened.
Right.
So the Williams Center is just like an amazing resource for this community that I don't think enough people know about.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
But if you talk to anyone who does know about it,
mm-hmm.
the smile that's going to come on their face, the feeling of joy that's going to exude from them, of thankfulness,
mm-hmm.
of gratefulness
mm-hmm.
that I had this place for my mom,
mm-hmm.
or I have this resource for my husband or wife, it gives me like just this awesome feeling that I'm a part of something
right.
beautiful, important, and just there for the community.
Right,
it makes me feel great.
Right,
I love
right.
my job.
Right,
as
well,
you can probably
obvious.
Tell.
Yeah, that's obvious. Listen, requirements, limitations for people who have senior citizens. Trying to figure out what to do with them during the daytime when they do have to work. What are the requirements? What are the limitations that they have for the center in order for a senior to participate?
Okay. Like I said, the majority of the people who attend the Williams Center
mm-hmm.
are older. They are over 60.
Okay.
But we do have a few people who are under that because maybe they have memory loss. Maybe...
Mm-hmm.
they have a special need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're no teenagers, they're no young people,
mm-hmm.
but there are some people who may not necessarily have dementia.
Right.
And then there are older people above the age of 60 who mm-hmm. are frail.
Okay.
So, you know,
okay.
their memory is intact, actually,
mm-hmm.
but they need that care. They need that supervision
right.
to
right.
make sure that they stay safe during the day.
Right. You can't leave them at home like that.
Right.
I hear that you guys are building a new facility.
And
why do you hold your head down?
That wasn't a hold it down like in a negative way. That was, man, I'm so excited about it.
I don't
even know what to say or the goosebumps that pop up.
Let's talk. I'll help you. Let's do this. Why a need for a new facility?
Okay. The needs.
Mm-hmm.
of older adults is changing
okay.
constantly.
Okay.
The way that services are provided for them is changing, or we need to be prepared to change and to grow
mm-hmm.
and to be innovative.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Intergenerational Center for Arts and Wellness is on the way.
Okay.
So next fall, we're going to have a brand new facility that will not only be the new home of the Williams Adult Day Center, okay, with more space, more technology, more ability to meet the needs of those folks. Mm-hmm. It's going to house, I believe, 8 in-house partners.
Okay.
Organizations like Atrium and Novant,
mm-hmm,
and organizations like Family Services,
mm-hmm,
and oh, I cannot call the food bank's name.
Oh, Second Harvest.
Second Harvest, yeah, Second, yeah, Harvest, yeah, yeah, is going to play a role.
Okay.
And then they're going to be collaborators in that building who may not be there like in permanent spaces,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but they're going to be doing their programming over there.
Okay.
Oh, there's going to be, wow, a daycare.
Wow. Wow.
In this facility.
Okay.
One of the things that we know is that intergenerational engagement and interactions are positive and meaningful for not only the older person, mm-hmm, but the younger person.
Absolutely.
And so now we're going to have the Williams Adult Day Center in the same building with a child care development center.
Wow. Wow.
And we're going to be able to bring those, wow, folks together from time to time.
Wow.
So they learn, so they grow. That's what it's all about. We're going to have artistic programming in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you may, in time, a person may in time start to lose their memory.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't necessarily lose that need to be creative,
right,
that
right,
need
right,
to
right,
be productive, right, that need. And so art classes and all kinds of things, food prep classes,
mm-hmm,
will happen there to allow the community through these, you know, collaborating organizations to just find new, innovative, important ways to meet the needs of the seniors, but also meet the needs of the community.
Right.
So this center, although its focus is obviously on older adults,
mm-hmm,
it's going to be so much more than that. This is going to be a place that's pretty much centralized,
mm-hmm,
for Scythe County,
wow,
in the,
wow,
city.
That's right.
That allows people just to meet and grow,
mm-hmm,
and help,
mm-hmm,
and become, make our community better than it is today.
Right.
And have the ability to get better and better in the future.
Right.
Don't get me started. I'm so excited about it.
That sounds amazing.
But you know what?
Amazing.
I should mention, because I would probably get in trouble if I don't,
mm-hmm,
to raise the funds for the building. You know, there have been grants. There have been kind of behind the scenes fundraising,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, governmental things and,
mm-hmm,
things above my pay grade. But we recently opened the public phase of, mm-hmm, the capital campaign.
Okay.
So anyone who is a member of this community who sees the value in this vision,
mm-hmm,
they can make a donation to it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that building and the programming is set from the financial standpoint,
right,
to keep moving forward.
Right.
But every day there, those cranes or whatever, earth movers, cement trucks.
Have they already broken ground already?
Ground has been broken. They've done kind of the underground stuff that,
okay,
needs to be done.
Okay.
And next week, they're going to start pouring the foundation.
Wow, that's
and
cool.
I'm here for it.
Well,
I mean,
every time I go
out there and just see, like, the progress that's being made,
mm-hmm,
yeah, it's like, it's coming.
Something
that started out as just a, hey, what would happen if we had. And now every day I get to see it become a real,
reality,
tangible thing.
That's nice. Once that facility is in full bloom, what is the plan for the current adult day center?
Okay. That is a question that I do not think has totally been answered.
Okay.
But
it will remain with senior services?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
The ground that it sits on is actually owned by Atrium.
Okay.
The building is ours.
Okay.
And so folks who, once again, you know, have higher pay grades mm-hmm, than me mm-hmm. are looking at how that building, how that space can best be used,
right.
whether, you know, whether it's kind of selling it mm-hmm. or partnering or whatever, mm-hmm. to make sure that it still meets a need for the community.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to go deep into it because I'll get myself in trouble.
Right.
But
we don't want to do. I don't want to be responsible.
Yeah, Brian, don't get me in trouble.
I told you
I like my job and I want to keep it. but they're looking at it. They're working on it.
Good. It's a great. I passed by there and thought that those were the offices for senior services. And one day I was just going to pop in there and I said. And I thought better. Nah, I think I better call because I was gonna come in there looking for you and surprise you. But I and Anita told me you would have been walking in the daycare. So I said, okay, I got
you. Not over
That's
there.
That's cool.
But I do invite you to come by and visit with me, man, over on Shore Fair, right behind the Coliseum.
I plan on it.
Come on through. I'll give you a tour. I'll kind of show you all the things that we've been talking about.
Absolutely.
You know?
I'll do that. We've covered a lot. Today, anything in particular that we've missed that you want to make sure you want to get out into the public so that they are aware?
I really just want to say, one, I'm grateful, I'm in awe of this community and the way they continue to support our mission.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say to anyone who maybe is not familiar with senior services, please check us out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See what we're about. If you, like I believe, that everyone, no matter the age, mm-hmm. is important, has value, that no one should ever be kind of disregarded or pushed to the side because of their age mm-hmm. or maybe their physical ability has changed,
mm-hmm.
then come see us. Help us. Help us to grow. Help us to let the seniors in this community know for sure in their bones that they're cared about.
Right.
That
right.
they matter.
Social engagement, I think, is huge in the survival rate of seniors in this community and every community because a lot of times, like you said, once we get older, become a little bit more feeble, we're not in the mainstay of society. And sometimes seniors are forgotten unless it's your grandmother or your mother or your father or your grandfather. So I like the idea of your volunteers mm-hmm. of being able to go and check on seniors because, you know, having gone through what I've gone through grief-wise in the last couple of months, the thing that gets me, and it's not anything that I'm upset about, but when people said, I was going to call and check on you, but I wanted to give you space. I got plenty of space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of space.
Right.
I like to talk. I was, you know, fortunate and blessed to have a wife for 34 years who liked to talk and who liked to have fun with me talking about maybe me or maybe other people that we mm-hmm. come across fun in a laughing manner.
Right.
So, you know, seniors are the same way, you know. It's not a situation where they've necessarily lost somebody, but a lot of times they are alone. They are alone. And it could be a couple, but the couple is alone.
Right.
You got to figure out, you know, most of these couples have been together for 40 plus years. And so, yeah, it brings new meaning to life when you got somebody coming to check on you. You start to look forward to that person calling. And if they don't call, you're like, hey, what are you doing?
So, but it's true.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Don't let older adults fall through the cracks.
No, please don't.
They're vulnerable yet valuable.
Very,
oh, they're so valuable.
Very.
Part of our community. And through some simple things, you can make the difference in their lives. Brian, you know what I do want to say before I
What's
leave
that?
Here?
What's that?
Because I think I do not think I gave the main number.
So no, you didn't. You gave your number.
I don't want to leave here without giving people a way to get in contact with senior services.
Okay.
So if you have questions, comments about anything I've said, please give us a call at 336-725-0907.
Okay.
We want to hear from you. We want you to contribute. We want you to Yeah, just be a part. Yeah, get involved. Absolutely.
Be a part of a senior's life.
Yes.
You know, you never know just 10 minutes, 5 minutes, or half hour what that does in someone's life. And keep this in mind, too. We're talking about people that when we were babies helped take care of us.
That's right.
You know, so as life evolves, the expectation is that we take care of those that help raise us. So if you would do that with your own family members, and even if you come across and friend a senior in the community, and just stay in contact with them, find out what they, you know, I get some of my most valuable information from seniors if I ask the right question.
Yep.
If I ask them about, what do you think about, God forbid, Donald Trump? Oh, they got conversation about that because they got the experience of years and years and years and years of politicians, of history that they still remember,
right,
that they can share personal experiences with you. And I say my growth, my continued growth, and the stuff that I get to be creative in public radio a lot of times comes from conversations with people I don't even expect it to come from.
Yep.
I'll have a conversation with a homeless person. You never know what people go through. I can find some of the most valuable information from people I have the least commonality with, or that I don't even know. For the most part, just strike up a friendly conversation.
You never know where you're going to find wisdom.
Right.
Where you're going to find insight.
Right.
Or you're going to find something that's going to create value for you. So never write it off. Never look at the person and think, because maybe they're a little older, maybe they talk a little slower, that there's not something there for you.
Gems. Gems all day.
Happens to me all the time.
Yes, sir.
I told you I love that Meals on Wheels route.
It serves its purpose for both. Trust me, it does. Again, thank you, Vice President for Community Engagement with Senior Services, Joel McIver. Finally, we get my frat brother on his frat brother's show to talk about this fantastic program that I think doesn't get its just due in this community a lot. Just based on the awareness side, a lot of people, and that's the purpose for why we do this show, to expose to this community the different and phenomenal assets we have in this community, like senior services. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me, brother, for real. Sir.